Good morning. I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus, and join us today is Dr. Jacqueline Navarrete. Dr. Navarrete is with the UTEP School of Pharmacy, and she is the Director of Experiential Education. And if you wouldn't mind telling us a little bit about that in just a minute, but first of all, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
And the School of Pharmacy is actually new, correct?
Yes, sir. It is new. We've had approvals through the necessary channels, and we will be accepting our first class next year in 2017. We are accepting applications starting September of this year.
So for people who are interested students in becoming pharmacists, what is it that they need to do, like an undergraduate? Do they major in biology or anything in health sciences, or how does that work?
So that's a great question. We do have a pre-pharmacy program, and at this point, it's about a minimum of 2 years that students will have a background in science and in math, and that will allow students to be great candidates for the School of Pharmacy. We have a lot of that information on our website, which is pharmacy.utep.edu. So if someone wants to go and look at that for some more information.
Now, tell us a little bit about your program, which you direct.
So I'm the Director of Office of Experiential Education. We're in charge of the experiential part of pharmacy. So it's about a third to a fourth of the curriculum where students are engaged and are applying what they've learned in the classroom setting. So it's a great opportunity to have those concepts reinforced and then applied. It is a big deal, I guess, in School of Pharmacies all across the nation. So at this point, we will be in charge of placing students at different places around El Paso, but then also in our neighboring towns and cities so they can get that experience in different places, but also in with the population and in the communities, which we think is very, very important.
Would this be something like perhaps medical students when they do a residency or a rotation?
Yes, exactly. And that's exactly what it is. It's very similar to your School of Nursing here, where they go out and get that experience. And they are being taught by what we call preceptors in our community. And without those people, our office wouldn't do very well. So we appreciate those people out in the community that are taking these students and teaching them what they know and getting them that exposure that they need to be competent pharmacists with that experience when they finish pharmacy school.
One of the things that many of us are kind of flabbergasted when we go to a drugstore or pharmacy or a supermarket, and let's say we have a cold or flu, and we're like, oh my gosh, look at all these things. But in your department, I guess the students are taught about specific medications, what they do, what they don't do, so that if someone is in the situation, as I just mentioned, that person can answer their question.
Great question, and I love it, because being a pharmacist, and this is something, you know, when I was going to pharmacy school, I absolutely loved and embraced, is that when we are in the community, let's say in a community pharmacy, there are many different medications out there. They're called over-the-counter. Of course, we have our prescription medication, but pharmacists can help patients and help people to select certain types of medication based on their symptoms. In this community, what happens is that people don't have enough money, or sometimes the amount of money that they need to go to a physician. So they're left with options. You know, you have your over-the-counter. So pharmacists are right there that are able to help free of charge to help with those needs. We have the expertise to know if there are any interactions with what they're going to be taking over the counter with their prescription medication, as well as any herbal medication. So we are that medication expert.
We are visiting with Dr. Jacqueline Navarrete. Dr. Navarrete is with the UTEP School of Pharmacy. And I'm glad you mentioned herbal medicine, because not just because we live on the border in our culture, because herbal medicine has been used for years in different cultures, whether it be Tennessee, Minnesota, or here in Texas. And sometimes a person has to wonder about, well, is it okay to do this? And now, from what you're telling me, I guess pharmacists are learning about herbal medicines and what's safe, what's not safe, and what to recommend, again, to the patient.
Exactly. In my clinic site, I work at Centro de Salud Familiar La Fe, and I work one-on-one with patients. It is very common when looking over their medication list, they don't necessarily bring their herbals or their over-the-counters. It's that extra step that we have to ask, what else are you taking? And making sure that we do ask that question. And many times, oh yeah, I am taking that. It's very important that we do ask that, especially with our patients who are on warfarin. There's a lot of drug-drug interactions when patients are taking warfarin and herbal products.
And as far as what you were discussing earlier about what the patient needs to tell you, sometimes, as you mentioned, they don't say anything unless you ask them. Or sometimes it'll be an aunt, a neighbor, or somebody will say, oh, you know, you should try this. I tried it and it worked really well. And they'll give them something. And that person, just because of who they are, say, okay, thank you. Gracias. I'll take it. The next question that comes up is, because of the sometimes not having enough money, or the medications are so high, if you don't have good insurance, sometimes people will go across the border. Those medications perhaps may have the same name, but may not be the same drug.
Yes, sir. That is a concern. It is relatively less expensive to go to Mexico to purchase medication there. And in some cases, that's, you know, something that patients have to do. But you're correct. We have an entity here in the U.S. to make sure that the medication that someone is taking has been proven safe and effective. I'm not sure if there's anything like that in Mexico. And so that's true. You could be purchasing something that may be something different, may have a different ingredient in it, have extra ingredient in it. You just don't know. And so there's no guarantee.
The students that you deal with, and when they start their rotation, do they do that in their senior year, junior year, or when do they do that?
Sure. So this is going to be something with the new School of Pharmacy that we're really proud of. Our curriculum is not just another curriculum, but this is something brand new that we're bringing to the nation, especially, you know, here in the border towns and city. We are integrating a lot of different things within the curriculum. So let's say for experiential education, typically what we see is some here, some there, and then we have at the end of the 4 years, your advanced pharmacy practice experiences. So that's a year-long experience, different experiences within that. What we're going to try to do is incorporate more introductory pharmacy practice experiences within the curriculum so then they can learn that and then reintroduce and apply those concepts right after they learn that concept in the curriculum. So we think that's going to be very helpful for students going throughout the curriculum.
You mentioned the fact that a curriculum we have here is very unique and different from others across the nation. What about applying that to, you know, local pharmacists? And perhaps they may not be aware of what something that we're teaching.
So another aspect that we're really proud of is that we are requiring all students to take Spanish within the curriculum, the 4 years of pharmacy school. Students don't have to necessarily know any Spanish to get in, but we will then provide that education throughout the 4 years. We've had some sites, like I said, for the advanced pharmacy practice experience sites that will not take students if they don't speak English because of almost 100% of patients speaking Spanish. Another aspect that we think is going to be great to this curriculum is that we're in the talks and hoping that all students will come out knowing some type of research when they graduate. So we think that's really important if they want to pursue postgraduate residency or any other type of job that will require some type of research.
So you're talking about perhaps if they acquire a job or hospital that's also a learning institution like Texas Tech or MD Anderson, something like that.
Yes, sir. Exactly. That's the reality of the future. And so we are hoping to prepare our students to be able to participate in what's called an interdisciplinary team. That is another concept that we're going to be trying to teach throughout the 4 years, is that it starts from the beginning, that we need to start learning and communicating with our other health disciplines. That will be able to be taught, and then they can apply it later when they are out in pharmacy.
Perhaps our parents or grandparents experienced going to a local pharmacy, and the pharmacist knew who they were. They had a great interaction with them. I would imagine that with the program that you direct, that's also very important as far as not because you're working at a chain pharmacy, but there may be a local neighborhood pharmacy where the people there expect that.
Exactly. Well, with the Office of Experiential Education, it has been great to learn so many different things about what is needed in the Office of Experiential Ed. Now, within those experiences that our students are going to have to participate in, one of them that you keep bringing up, and it's fabulous, is that students will have to learn in the community setting, so community pharmacy. And that's what typically people usually refer to. They think pharmacy, they think community pharmacy, such as your drugstore or your independent, let's say. And yes, we are there, and that is exactly one of the reasons why I got into pharmacy school, is to be that person where a patient is not feeling well, and I'm able to provide that medication and then find those barriers, but then get over those barriers in terms of financial and language. And so that is one of the reasons why I got into pharmacy. But that's not all that pharmacy is. And I can explain that a little bit more. We're in hospitals. We're rounding with physicians. In my setting, we are in a setting where we work one-on-one with patients and being able to manage their medication, and not even that, manage their disease state. And it's called collaborative practice, where we are able to work under a physician to help manage patients so that they have better outcomes, let's say, with diabetes. So they are diagnosed with diabetes, and then we help that patient, let's say, with their insulin, with increase and decreasing doses, and to provide that education on this is diabetes, and this is the medication, and this is how it's going to help you. So there's a lot of different jobs and opportunities now for pharmacists, and it's only growing.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here today. We've been visiting with Dr. Jacqueline Navarrete with the UTEP School of Pharmacy. Again, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Evan Walsh. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.